The scripture reading is Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 through 8.
봉독하겠습니다.
I'll read. Who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of man. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Amen.
The meaning of humbleness is to lower oneself. And we have to lower and humble ourselves to go into spirit and Holy Spirit, and we have to practice the word of God, the will of God. We can obey with yes and amen when we humble ourselves. Those who grow up in faith quickly, they say yes, only yes and amen. They don't insist upon their own theories or thoughts. They want to do that. People want to do that too, but as long as they have their self and ego, they cannot do that. We have to always try to understand what the will of God is. We can understand the will of God when we lower and humble ourselves. Once a certain parish had a meeting with a senior pastor, and they made a signboard. And it is a parish, it prays parish to love, parish to pray and praise. And senior pastor asked them to lower their signboards. And the one who was holding up the signboard that said parish that obeys, and he said, "I'm okay." And senior pastor actually said, "Your arms will hurt and the people at the back will not be able to see me, so please lower your signboards." But this person could not hear the latter part. He only heard "your arms will hurt." So he thought, "I'm okay, so I'll just hold it up." So with a humble heart, I hope you will seek the will of God and the heart of God and the goodness of God. To have humbleness, first of all, we must not think we tried hard. There are people who try hard. They pray hard and learn the word of God, and they want to change so much, but their level of faith does not grow up. And, you know, since their childhood, they heard that they were doing well. They were praised a lot. You know, they were diligent and relatively good-hearted. So by the teachers and parents and classmates, they were recognized and acknowledged for their hard work and faithfulness. And, of course, in their jobs, too. So they somehow, you know, naturally, they began to think that they are good. They tried hard. You know, when people gather, they first serve others, and they are faithful, and they are diligently serving others. And as they listen to the messages of the senior pastor, they were thinking, "Oh, I've been doing this." You know, they considered others, and also when they listen to the messages on deficiencies of the body, they don't have so much. They realize that they don't have so much deficiency. And they just listen to the messages and practice the words. And they subconsciously think they are doing well. So they don't really look back as to what kind of shortcomings they have. They are being faithful without actually circumcising their heart. But they don't realize this fact. The circumcision of heart is to realize themselves. It begins with realizing themselves as to what kind of things they are not obeying the word of God. Because they have the thought that they are doing well, they just cover up their shortcomings. The kind of true children that God wants is those who recognize their own faults and empty themselves and fill them up with the word of God. And if they think they are doing well, they cannot understand, realize their shortcomings. And if somebody points out their mistakes, you know, they suffer a lot. They have a hard time. They have a lot of uncomfortable feelings. You know, since in their childhood, since they were growing up, they were precise and they were behaving themselves, not to earn any, not to bring about any criticism from other people. So they were recognized for their good behaviors. So when they hear of their shortcomings from other people, they have a hard time. You know, once if their mistakes are pointed out once, they have a hard time and they try to explain themselves. You know, if they should look back as to whether they are truly thankful from their heart, or even if they can acknowledge the fact that they made a mistake, you know, they think, oh, I tried so hard and they don't acknowledge my work. I did this, I did that. I tried so hard, I worked so many hours to accomplish this job. And they don't recognize me. They think in this way. You know, those who really want to be sanctified, their shortcomings, their mistakes look big. And what they did well looks small. So we have to humble ourselves so we can understand the will of the Father. After a day's work, you came to dinner prayer meeting. You pray, oh, Father God, I tried hard, I worked hard, I learned the Word of God, I was faithful. Do you begin your prayers like this? Or you say, Father God, I would like to realize myself, my shortcomings. If there was anything that was not right in your sight, in my behaviors, in my eyes, in my words, and so you should be able to look back on yourself. You had inappropriate feelings, tone of speech, and your behaviors that were not right in the sight of God. So you have to look back on those things and realize yourself. Of course, you have to think that you can be always wrong anytime and have the attitude that you will correct it anytime. So you have to cast away the unwillingness to acknowledge yourself, the unwillingness to accept anybody's advice. If you think you are doing well, you have to understand the limitation of your own faithfulness, you know, fleshly faithfulness. They have limitations. You worked hard, you try hard. But when other people do not recognize, acknowledge your heart or your work, you have a little bit of discomfort, uncomfortable feelings. Those who are longing for spirit, they have to understand their uncomfortable feelings, and they have to get rid of them. But those who think that they have been doing well, they think, oh, they don't recognize me. They don't acknowledge my work, even though I worked so hard. So they feel their diligence, their faithfulness first, rather than their shortcomings, so they cannot realize themselves. We can change ourselves with thankfulness only when we acknowledge and recognize ourselves. So we have to change ourselves until we are completely changed. There was a worker who was working hard in the church, helping others too, those who are in need too. But when others were asking more, she had the uncomfortable heart. She was visiting the members from early morning to late evening. And she was saying, her pastor was saying, it was a person who needed visitation more than these people. And if the pastor says that, she feels like, I was trying so hard. I did all my best. And, you know, how can she not understand my heart? I was traveling such a distance, and I was waiting for this person because I couldn't meet her right away. And how come the pastor doesn't understand my willingness to be faithful? It is not that the pastor is saying you are not faithful. There was a more important person to meet, to visit. But she didn't. The pastor means that. But she doesn't acknowledge or recognize this advice. So when we receive any advice or advice, we have to think of what we did wrong. So we have to check whether we are thinking of what we did well or what we have to change. Philippians 3:12-14 says, not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I pressed on so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. We have the goal. We have the goal of New Jerusalem, the castle of the shepherd. And so, we lay behind what we have been doing well, and we have to fill up our shortcomings. We have to beat ourselves to obedience to fill up our shortcomings. And we always have to think of, contemplate on the will of God and the love and goodness of God is. Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13 says, "Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me." When we are content with what we have, we can give glory to God and we can bring down the pot of God. Of course, people say that. They say that they do. But in the bottom of their heart, they don't really do that. Oh, they think, I've been doing this well, right? In this part. At least in this part, I have been doing well. And so you have to get rid of this mind. Those who have gone into spirit, some of them, they still think they have a lot of shortcomings. They are short in some areas. And because of those thoughts, they always pray to God to bring down the pot of God, strength of God. I cannot do it myself. I want to fill up this shortcoming. And Father, help me fill up this shortcoming. So when time passed, they went into spirit and they are going into whole spirit. But those who think they are doing well, they cannot realize themselves. They don't know what they are lacking. So they cannot seek the power of God, seek the strength of God. And they cannot change. They don't even know what they are doing wrong. And they just pray hard. And they are working hard for the kingdom of God. And they still think they are doing well. So the important thing is missing. It's the power of God. It's the strength of God. You know, some people, they are active. They are diligent. They are faithful. So they are doing well in the work of God. And some people, as they have been growing up, they take responsibility. You know, they are responsible and reliable. So they are dutiful. They are dutiful and loyal. So they don't realize the deep things in their heart because they are loyal already. They are faithful already. There was a secretary in a company. She makes good coffee. And the secretary of another company, she's a little less attentive and she doesn't make good coffee. The first secretary, she thinks she's doing well. And she's, she understands the tastes of the CEO and the guests too. But she thinks when she sees other co-workers who are not as good as she does, as good as she is, she thinks like, until when am I going to have to help them? You know, why don't they just do their work properly? But the one who was making mistake, who was not attentive enough, she understands herself and she prays hard to God to get more strength from Him. So in spirit, it's the same. And she changes herself. And in spirit, it's the same. Once you make a coffee, you have cream and salt and sugar and coffee and other spices too. And one person, you know, she was thinking that I shouldn't put this salt, but she mistakenly put the salt in it instead of the sugar. And she, the one who was drinking it, asked her to taste it, and she brought it to the kitchen, and she tasted it, and it was salt. And she took all the coffee, and she threw up the coffee she drank, and she couldn't eat dinner that night. And she was praying, "Father God, I'm inattentive. I'm not attentive enough. I'm not paying enough attention. I'm not careful enough. Father God, give me strength and change me." And when you look outside, maybe you think you are doing well. you think like those who are doing well on the outside, they are doing well, but the most important thing is the circumcision of the heart. Those who seek the strength of God can be better, can improve themselves better and more quickly. So you don't look into the things that are deep inside your heart because you think you are doing well on the outside. So you have to lay down yourself and pray about it and change yourself. So senior pastor too, he tried so hard to fulfill his dreams when he was not a believer. And he wasn't thinking like, because he was from a countryside, he was also saying, he never said that even though he was from countryside, you know, he had such a great vision, but he wasn't saying like only people, children of rich families could achieve such goal. And he was seeing some people. We have these lettuce wraps in Korea. So some people, they make the wraps such a big size so they can't eat properly. You know, so it wouldn't go into their mouth. They have to open their mouth so wide. So senior pastor, he just thought to himself, why would they do that? So he made the lettuce wraps small so he can just eat it, you know, without having to open their mouth so wide, so big. And seeing other people act in those ways, he learned from their examples, from their bad examples, and he corrected himself. But after he had been sick for 7 years, and everybody left him, and when he laid himself down completely, God met him. And because the love of God was so great, so he just obeyed completely. He emptied himself completely and obeyed God completely. So for 40 years, since he met God, he has been living only by the following the will of God. Senior pastor says this often. If God takes away the power from me, I cannot do anything. And when he prays, you know, even the heavy rain stopped and he brings down so much power of God. But until he brought down the power of God, he fasted so much, prayed so much, limitless prayers, and he's going through so many spiritual trainings. And he never says, I prayed so hard to bring down the power of God. It's just that it's God who gives me strength. And without God's power, I cannot do anything. Many people, they give testimony. And some new believers, they give glory to God. And also some new believers, they might say, I give all thanks and glory to God the Father and also the senior pastor. Then senior pastor corrects them right away. You can just thank me, but all the glory should be given to God the Father alone. So he never had his own opinions. He never said he did well in any area. He only gave all the glory to God the Father. So to be humble, so you shouldn't think you did hard, you tried hard. And secondly, to be humble, you shouldn't think that you know it already. It means it is passing judgment and condemnation. Mark 4:24 says, take care what you listen to. By your standard of measure, it'll be measured to you, and more will be given you besides. James 4:12 says, there is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you who judge your neighbor? When we are new believers, we know we have so many shortcomings. So whenever we realize them, we try to cast them away. We're busy casting them away. In the process of casting off, and as we cast off the works of the flesh and things of the flesh, after we cast them off to some extent, now we can see other people. And they have the standard of the truth. But this standard of the truth is not the complete truth. You know, they look at other people only within the standard of their truth that they learned, that they cultivated. But, and yet they still judge others. You know, they think they already have the answers about other people. They also love the shepherd and they fulfill their duties and they don't cease to pray. And they think they know it already. If you think so, it means that you already passed the judgment and condemnation. When you see something, you have to think of what is the goodness of God, what is the will of God contained in this. But as you have gone into spiritual realm to some extent, you diagnose a lot of things and you have the answers too. And most of it is judgment and condemnation. But it is so different from the goodness and heart of God the Father. Senior pastor, whenever he encounters some work, he asks God, what is the will of God? What did I do wrong? Isn't it that I did something, there was some kind of shortcoming in my side? He asked God all the time. He did that for every overseas crusades. In the India crusade, there was this law passed, ordinance, that prohibited the forced conversions. And if you convert, you have to pay the fine or you can be put to in jail less than 3 years. And senior pastor was preaching the message, the gospel. And on the second day, actually on the third day, it rained so hard. And even in the rain, he didn't stop preaching and he prayed for the sick people. And so with so many testimonies, and in watching the testimonies, we were so touched in our heart. And after the meeting was over, that day's meeting was over, the first thing he did, senior pastor did, was to ask God, why did it rain? Is it because I had some kind of shortcoming in my side? And he first sought the will of God. And God the Father said, it's not because you had some kind of shortcoming here. It was rather a blessing. And the local people, they were touched in their hearts so much that a foreigner came to our country and preached for us and prayed for us even in such a heavy rain. So the next day, there was the greatest crowd that gathered in their history. The senior pastor boldly preached to all the Manmin workers. So they were going, you know, he told them to go around the crowd to check how long it would take and how many people gathered. So it took about half an hour to go around the crowd. And senior pastor never thought he knew something. And he just prayed about all the things. He asked God in all things for small and big things of the church. And he always sought the will of God, tried to understand His will. But in our heart, if we think we know something, we have to get rid of it. We need to step back. When we see something, when we hear something, we must not have any thoughts. We need to step back, take a step back, and we have to think of what the good will of God the Father is. We have to think of the big frame of love and goodness. You know, if we thought we had some kind of answer, and with that answer, if we judged and condemned others, we have to stop it now. Now we have to think of the ways to understand the will of God in every matter. A senior pastor talked about a person who passed a test in the after the leadership conference. He loved God and he loved the shepherd, but he had the self-centered framework. So he was saying he was right, but he took a step back and he tried to think in goodness and love of God, and he passed this test, so now he's on the rock of faith. He used to think with his own standard of judgment, and now he passed a test. And now he was thinking within the goodness and love of God. So as you become a worker and as you take charge, you think you have the answers. You know the matter very well. But if you see something, if you hear something, you have to take a step back and you must not have any answer to yourself. You have to think of the will of God. You have to think about the love and goodness of God. You have to think of the answer within the love and goodness of the Father. There was a worker who was preparing for the field day. And he was working hard. And his team was not really good. And the other team had more players. And there was something. There was a person who was not really yielding. And this worker thinks that that person should have yielded. And it's better that he should have yielded to others. But as he was watching the people practice, he thought, he was thinking that, I'm sorry, it was the other team. He was thinking that the other team should have yielded. And as he was praying, he realized that it's not that as you gain a medal, it doesn't mean you're going to spirit and Holy Spirit. And God the Father is watching the people's hearts in the process of doing all these things. How much we understand others, how much we love others, how much we yield to others. So in the past, he was thinking, why wouldn't they be more understanding? But now he wants to understand others. And he was thinking, and he realized that he was not really understanding the hearts of those people who are lower in the level of faith than he is. And so he was still kind of thinking with the self-centered thinking. He was just thinking that the others should have yielded, others should have given up. But now he's changed. He repented, and he now tries to understand others first. He wants to consider others first. He wants to yield to others first. And he wants to commend them and compliment them on their good work. So according to how much we empty ourselves, we have to empty ourselves and try to find the will of God. You know, the prophets, they didn't think they knew something. They always prayed for the will of God. They prayed about what the will of God was. David was a good warrior. He won many victories in the battles, but he always sought the will of God and followed it to win the victory. In Judges chapter 7, Gideon had 10,000 people, soldiers with him. But he chose only 300 people. You know, in fleshly thought, you know, to fight a war, you have to have as many soldiers as possible. But God's victory is not in having many numbers of soldiers. God's ways are different from man's ways. If you think from within human thoughts and you think you know, you might think you will win, but God's ways are different. 1 Corinthians 1:25 says, because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man. So if you think you know something, you have to take a step back and try to seek the wisdom of God. There is a saying that says, if many blind men touch an elephant, there was a king who asked the ministers to bring an elephant and showed it to the blind people. And the blind people, they touched this elephant and they explained what the elephant looked like to the king. And the one who touched this trunk said, an elephant looks like a big turnip. And the one who touched this ear said, elephant looks like a thresh. It threshes the grains. And the one who touched the head said, elephant looks like a rock. And the one who touched this nose, the elephant looks like a bat. And the one who touched the leg said elephant looks like a big pillar. And the one who touched the tail said the elephant looked like a rope. And all these things, they are not anything close to an elephant. It's the same in spiritual realm. The spiritual space that we experienced is such a small portion, so we cannot discuss about the heart of God, love of God, and the spiritual realm just with that. Some people, when they experience the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, some people, they receive the fire. Other people, they receive the work like a billows and waves, calm billows of waters. Some people, they feel warm and soft touch of the Holy Spirit. So inspiration of the Holy Spirit comes to each people in different ways. But some people, they feel like it is some kind of... candy, anyway, so we always have to contemplate on the will of God all the time and understanding God's heart. 1 Corinthians 15:31 says, I affirm, brethren, by the boasting in you which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. The Apostle Paul always contemplated on the will of God, the love of God, the heart of God. So he said, I die daily, and he emptied himself. And we have to think, we have to stop thinking that we know something, and we have to find, realize the will of God in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Those who think they know something, you know, some people say after time passed, you know, I told you so. You know, everything's done, everything happened, as I said, I told you so. But even if what they said was right, it is still, you must not still judge. You must not, if you think you know something, and if you met with the Virgin Mary, you'd have stoned her to death. But Joseph was a good person, and when he was to cut off quietly, he understood the will of God. Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 to 21 says, but when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Those who have shallow knowledge of spirit, if they saw the Virgin Mary, would they have understood that it was the baby was conceived by the Holy Spirit, they would have passed judgment and condemnation. But John the Baptist was in the womb of his mother, recognized this Jesus, the Savior. Luke chapter 1, verses 43 to 44 says, and now has it happened to me that the mother of my Lord would come to me. For behold, when the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. In Mammy Central Church, we have the deep things of the spiritual realm. We have the separation of the spirit, moving of the climate, moving of the weather conditions, so many healing works of the Holy Spirit. It's not just AIDS, so many peculiar diseases or newly found diseases that are healed, but we can experience, but also we can experience the spiritual realm too. And the senior pastor is leading us and guiding us to until we go into Spirit and Holy Spirit. And we are not satisfied with just being saved, but we run towards New Jerusalem too. And God the Father is changing us and guiding us according to our own personalities and characters and according to our vessels. He doesn't judge us, condemn us. He's that kind of person, you have this, you have that. You know, you're this kind of person. No, he doesn't say that, but in the big frame of his love, he always leads us. He doesn't, because our heart is understood only by God correctly. So we should not think of others with our shallow knowledge of spirit. We should not judge others. We listen about those who are in Holy Spirit and those who are in spirit. So when we listen to these messages, oh, because of that, oh, she is not in spirit yet. She is not in Holy Spirit yet. You have to apply the word to hear to yourself. Oh, what do I have? Oh, I still have this kind of shortcoming. I have to fill it up. So all the messages should be addressing you personally, not anybody else, so that you can have a change. There was a worker. God says he attended this conference. With a good attitude, because he applied all the messages to himself, so he could go into spirit. So we have to fill up our shortcomings this way. Now, only God understands our heart, the deep thing, deep part of our heart. We can just realize ourselves and change ourselves. You know, sometimes we try to realize other people's shortcomings, and we try to correct them. And we must stop this. We have to just, if we really understand other people's shortcomings, we just have to pray for them. And we have to look at them with the eyes of faith that they will soon change. We have to pray for them with the love of God, with the love of the Lord and the Shepherd. And we have to take care of them. Rather than saying so many things, rather than doing so many things. You know, you do so many things. You work hard. You are faithful. You learn the Word of God. You invest more time than others. Some people, even after getting off their job, work, they remain in the church to pray more, to learn the Word of God more. But rather than those people who are doing that, some people are faster. Some people are going into spirit faster than these people. Those who do not pass any judgment and condemnation. Those who empty themselves and seek the will of God. Those who realize their shortcomings and fill them up. These people go into spirit more quickly than those who do well on the outside. So you have to open your heart and touch the elephant and see it. You can explain correctly. So, in the same way, we have to always think of the love of God, the love of the Shepherd, so we can understand everything in the love of the Father God. The senior pastor said to those people who repented in the year 2010, now you are forgiven, so you have to pass to the first level of faith, second level, and third level. He didn't say that. Those who just received forgiveness for sins leading to death, they were so sorry before the Shepherd, and he was saying to them, let us meet in New Jerusalem. Of course, to those people who are just forgiven, it seems that he had to talk about the second level and third level of faith, but the strength of his love is giving the people strength to look up to New Jerusalem. So in 2013, after the separation of spirit, those who have just passed the rock of faith and are going into spirit, he said, you know, he didn't just say, let us meet in New Jerusalem, but he said, let us meet in the castle of the Shepherd. You know, the castle of the Shepherd is given only to those people, special people who have dedicated everything they had, their youth and their everything for the kingdom of God and for the Shepherd. And he is telling everybody to meet with the castle of the Shepherd, and through his encouragement, they are changed. They are being changed. So no matter what kind of person we meet with, what kind of characters they have, we have to understand them and look at them with the eyes of the Lord and the heart of the Shepherd. 1 Corinthians 13:7 says, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. We shouldn't see what is seen on the outside, but we have to see the tears of the Father, sacrifice and love of the Father. When we see something and express it, different people express it in different ways. In some games, you do not say anything and you express. with your only body language and you try to make other people get it right. So there is certain the answer and they cannot, everybody knows it except this person who has to answer this question. And this answer is correct, totally wrong. So some people have fun because it's totally, completely wrong. But it is not that you don't, you think you just know just by seeing their eyes, just by hearing their tone of speech, just by seeing their behaviors. You think you know what it is about. Everything of that kind is passing judgment and condemnation. You know, there could be so many reasons, but because you have this judging heart, even though they speak their mind, speak of their mind, you don't fully understand their heart. But how can you know about others so well? So we have to get rid of judging. So in every situation, you have to take a step back and try to understand what the good will of God is. And thirdly, to become humble, you have to consider others better than ourselves. Those who try to change themselves, they try to consider others and try to understand them. And they try not to hate and they try to accumulate, store up deeds of goodness. But in the original heart, they want to be understood, they want to be loved. And they just leave that root and they just try to do that on the outside with deeds. You know, sometimes they cut down the branches. You try to be nice to others. But inside your heart, you just leave your hatred, your heart feelings. But just by changing your behaviors, actions, you cannot really change your heart. You are softer in your words and you are trying harder. But in the deep heart, you do not cherish others. You rather ignore them or you expect something of them. And also you have hard feelings. And when these things are stored up, it finally explodes. We have a Korean saying that says, you give on more bread to the one you hate. So you give gift and you try to consider them, but you just leave that hatred in your heart. So you try to be nice to them and you do something for them, but as time passes, all your hard feelings that have been accumulated explode and you go back to the original state. But the fact is, you didn't cast away the evil that was in your heart. You didn't cherish others. You didn't recognize others. Those who acknowledge themselves and cast it away, they can change quickly. But one of the most important things here is that you have to consider others better than yourself. They say they consider others better. But deep in their heart, they consider themselves better than others. They want to be loved more than other people. When you say something, when you do something, other people get their hurt in their heart. You get hurt because of other people's words and actions, so you have a sorrow in your heart. So when I talk about this, I hope you realize yourself. There was a member, one of the members, because of a shock in childhood, she had this great wounded heart, and she had this sorrow in her heart. As she grew up, she got married, and she met this shepherd, and he met with the good shepherd, and he met the wife, good wife, and he has good children. So, but he doesn't cast away this wounded heart. So he was not happy. He tried to be nice, to be warm, and he prayed and he was trying. But he didn't actually cast away the wounded heart that he had in the childhood. And he wanted to be loved. He wanted to be loved. So in every matter, everything was sorrowful.
노력해 봅니다. 따뜻하게 말도 해보고 기도해 봅니다. 스스로 노력해 본다 할지라도 어렸을
적을
버려야 합니다. 어렸을 그 시점으로 돌아가서 자신을 속으로는 상대가 나를 이해해 줬으면 좋겠고 상대가 나를 섬겨 줬으면 좋겠고 하는 마음을 버려야 합니다.
Even though
그러니 노력하다 보면 결국 부딪히고
he's trying hard. Even this way he prays hard and he's trying to be nice to others. Eventually he will have this eventually he will have conflicts with others and he will have hard feelings. So what does he have to do? He has to go back and he has to heal that the wounded heart because he was not thinking in a good way. So as you listen, when you pray, you think about your wounded heart. And you look into that, and you understand yourself, and you understand yourself, and you have pity on yourself. The point is not this. When you go back to that scene, and when you look into yourself, and you have to realize that you did wrong, and you have to think of Cinderella, because good people, how did the good people act? And you had discomfort, you had hard feelings, you had disappointment, when you think of yourself in the childhood, you just understand yourself. You can think in this way, I could have understood the parents a little more, I could have understood my brothers and sisters a little more. And if you understand others, and if you heal this wounded heart, you can be changed. You can have a generous heart. So, we have to find out our wrong points and remember it and give the right answer in the test. There was a person who was attending this campfire in the summer retreat and he was so happy, but when he came back home, he became sad and he was lonely and he didn't want to even open the room door. And he has to realize that the origin of this loneliness. There is heaven and there is Lord and there is shepherd and there are so many angels are helping him. So, the Father God, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit is helping him. So he has to get rid of the these kinds of lonely feelings one by one. In the campfire, you know, just by praying, the rain stopped in the conference. And so, just by seeing that, his loneliness will not go away. So he has to pray about it, pray to cast it off until it is actually removed. We have to consider and cherish others and love them with a humble heart. So, if you stay around, a man of spirit and old spirit, you are happy, you are comfortable, and you want to listen to their words. But when you meet others who are not in spirit, how do you react? What kinds of attitudes do you have? Do you really have twinkling eyes when you listen to your family members or those men of flesh? In the past, you were avoiding those people who are giving you a hard time. But as you listen to the message, it tells you that you must not avoid them. So because you want to change them, you want to change yourself, you don't avoid them anymore. So maybe you can talk to them, you can give them gifts, but in your heart, you still hate them, you still ignore them, you look down on them. But you still think in your heart that way. But just by giving them, being nice to them, you cannot change yourself. You have to get rid of this hurt feelings, the offended mind. You have to get rid of it. And how many tears do we shed? Sometimes we try to be patient 9 times, and then finally at 10th time you explode. But we have to think about whether we really believed him respected them, believed in them. And even though they lack faith, did we really cherish them and love them?
상대의 말에 순종하고 싶지 않은 속마음. 상대는 틀려. 내가 맞아. 라고 생각하고 맞춰 준다면
We don't really want to obey others. You know, we think what they say what they are saying is wrong.
좋은 점을 바라봐 주고 상대를 칭찬하고
And we shouldn't do this. As if we
are
meeting with the ones we cherish the most. We have to treat everybody this way. We have to cherish everybody. If we really cherish somebody from the bottom of our heart, how can that person not feel it? Nobody will give you a hard time. Even though they are giving you a hard time, if we really cherish them from our heart, and if we look at them with the warm eyes, they will feel it. And they will be touched in their heart. There is a brother, 20-year-old brother, who went into spirit. In a short period of time. And he lacked a little bit of prayer the year before. But he was touched in his heart that he was remembered by the shepherd and he tried to change himself quickly. And until last year, he didn't even have the measure of faith given. And in the March this year, he was at the 60th percentile of the third level. And by July, he went into spirit. And his mother says, his mother always told me, I hate my husband. But one day she came to me and said, I can understand. I can understand my husband. Or at other times, and for so many years she's been repeating this, I can understand him, I cannot understand him. But, and this son, her son went into spirit so quickly. And he felt the grace of the shepherd so greatly. The father doesn't speak a lot in the home, but he respects his father so much. And he looks at the father with the warm eyes. And so this father is changed. He always is looking for his son whenever he comes back home from work. So now they talk a lot. The son and the father talk a lot more than before. So because the son was looking at the father with the eyes of faith and with the eyes of love, his heart is also touched and is also changed. And if we really cherish everybody we meet, we have to think about it with the love of the father, with the love of the shepherd. And I hear from the mother, you should understand that the son is telling his mother, mother, please be more nice. Please be understanding of the father's heart a little more. And if you really believe in them, and if you can really understand them, they can change more quickly. Through that love.
사랑하는 성도님들, 마음의 할례하기를 원하고 아버지 형상을 닮기 원하는 사람은 내 입장, 내가 싫어하는 것, 상대에게 바라는 마음.
Those who really want to change themselves, they don't have their self. They don't have their opinions. They don't have their taste. Or they don't have anything they like or dislike. If you do, and even if you give out good words, words of goodness, it'll only be like a clanging cymbal, you know, or words without any love.
권투할 때 방어를 하는 것과 마찬가지입니다. 열심히 방어를 합니다. 상대가
Even if you say the word angelic words, it is useless. So you have to have the heart that cherishes other people. If you do not pull out the root, but just tries hard on the outside, it is like only defending in a boxing. Maybe you block 10 punches, but if you cannot block this one punch, the last punch, you cannot win. And you get knocked out by this one final punch. So, in a word, sometimes in sports we say the best defense is offense. Offense. So, sometimes we understand with our heads that we try hard, we work hard, and we try to be nice to others. But sometimes, if we do not circumcise our heart, our level of faith does not grow up even by 1%. So the important thing is we have to cherish others and consider others better than ourselves. And we must not insist upon ourselves, our own opinions. And if we just know it in knowledge, we cannot really do it. What the messages you hear, you put them in your knowledge and you defend yourself. And without actually attacking the original evil roots that are in your heart. So we cannot circumcise our heart with the knowledge that is in our head. So we have to actually try to remove the original sin nature in our heart. Sometimes they try hard with their head, with their knowledge, with their thinking. But another person, he tries to understand it in his heart, and he tries to serve others with his heart. And the results of these two people will be so different. When you do it with the heart, even if you make mistakes from time to time, you will eventually change. In your original heart, deep inside your heart, you look down on others. And if you just try to cover up your attitudes, cover up yourself with attitudes, you cannot circumcise your heart. Moses was raised as a prince in Egypt. He enjoyed all the good things, but as he was going through the trials in the wilderness for 40 years, he humbled himself completely. He emptied himself. He only sought the will of God. And so Numbers 12:3 says, "Now the man Moses was very humble, more than any man who was on the face of the earth. He was always humble and meek, and he was always serving. He was always cherishing all the souls, the sons of Israel, entrusted to him. And he was always seeking the will of God, the answer of God, about regarding these souls, even though they were doing wrong, even though they were complaining against God. And so he just wanted to save them, even if it meant his salvation would be taken away. It was such a great heart of love. So to be humble, we have to cherish others and consider others better than ourselves. Let me conclude the message. The Lord is the only begotten Son of God. He was ministered to by heavenly hosts and angels, and he was always sharing love with the Father. He understood the deep heart of God the Father, and he was there when God the Father was creating everything in the universe. And yet, he just put on the form of a lowly human being, and he obeyed until death. And to preach the gospel, sometimes, and to heal people, sometimes he had to avoid evil people, sometimes he had to hide himself, there were so many false rumors about him. And how can we say it is difficult to humble ourselves and empty ourselves? And even this only begotten Son of God emptied himself and obeyed completely. How can he say it is difficult for us to obey? So to be humble, first, we must not think we are working hard. And secondly, we must cast away judging and condemnation. And third, we have to consider others better than ourselves. And to do that, we have to always seek the will of God, the goodness of God. And we shouldn't just do it on the outside and thoughts. We have to consider others better from the bottom of our heart. And not just the man of spirit and the whole spirit, but also those men of flesh, even the little ones, we have to consider each one better than ourselves. The love in the salvation of God was shown through Jesus Christ by sacrificing him. And everything is about love. The big picture, big frame is love. In this end time, which is filled with sins, in this generation where they don't have any true sense of value or true standard of goodness, we have the senior pastor who understands the will of God, who accomplishes, fulfills the will of God. There was a person who was attending all kinds of meetings, and he is a college student, and she went to the summer retreat, and she is happy and full of spirit, and now, again, the flesh is coming in. Oh, I shouldn't be watching TV, maybe. Or maybe I shouldn't be meeting with friends, worldly friends. How can I? You know, I shouldn't be riding a car with a man alone. And I visited her, and I could read her mind. And actually, it's not that we didn't watch TV right from the beginning. We used to, but now, on TV, there are so many things, sinful things on TV. You know, having an affair and obscene things. And, you know, men and women, they go to motel, and they just break up, and they meet with others so easily. And I told her, senior pastor is just teaching the will of God. And so the students, it's not that the senior pastor stopped us from watching TV. It's just the college students, they said that they wanted to cut off the TV, not to send text messages to between men, boys and girls. And it's the students who started this New Jerusalem movement. So she gained this hope again. It is that we chose it first because we love the truth. Watching the life of the senior pastor, we came to hate the world and we wanted to live by the word of God. And he has been teaching us the way to go into New Jerusalem, to be in spirit and Holy Spirit. And even at this moment, he is suffering, he is dedicating even a second of all his life, all the minutes and seconds of his life for us. It's not that we go into spirit because we dedicated so much, we did so much, something so good. It's not that we went into spirit that way. It is that we emptied ourselves. We couldn't do it by ourselves, but with the love of God, with the love of the shepherd, we could do it. When we held on to the strength of God, we were enabled by God's power. And through His love, we were changed. We could be changed. So we have to understand this big frame of God's love and goodness. We have to realize that all the deeds of the shepherd is also the love of the Father. And we have to put this love in our heart. We have to cast away insisting upon our opinions so that we can, when we humble ourselves and lay ourselves down, we can fill up our hearts with the love of the Father. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Father God, thank you for your love and grace. We heard about humbleness. Let us lay down ourselves. We thought we knew something. You know, if we saw something, we thought we knew what it was about. And we passed judgment and condemnation. And also, we looked down on others. Let us cast away all these evil and fill our hearts with the love of the Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. You'll receive the prayer for the sick of the senior pastor on video. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities. And lay your hands on your chest, receiving the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Almighty God, God of love, Father of love. God of love, lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN, Internet, and Satellite TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart. Drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. from head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be. Burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Light come. Scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of artifacts of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. And let there be no scars remaining. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessings of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places, and their servants go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away, light come. Father God, give them the strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying the Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.